From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, December 23rd. Coming up, some hospitals are seeing more people reporting to the emergency room in mental health crisis. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman has more on One Central Illinois Health System's solution. But first, these headlines. It's still the early days for distribution of the coronavirus vaccine. So far, only frontline healthcare workers have been vaccinated in the state. But health officials are trying to get people to trust the vaccine long before they're eligible to receive it. Hannah Meisel reports.
U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says in the coming months, leaders in the Black and Latino communities must be public about their trust in the vaccine in order to get buy-in from the larger population. Adams, who is Black, said many African Americans mistrust government and the medical establishment because of historic mistreatment by both. Adams also had a message for undocumented immigrants.
The federal government is placing no restrictions whatsoever based on documentation status. And Dr. Ezeke and Dr. Arwadi confirmed to me that no one will be asked for an identification when they come in to get vaccinated.
Adams was referring to Illinois Department of Public Health Director Ngozi Ezeke and Chicago Department of Public Health Director Allison Arwady. Black and Latino Illinoisans have been hit hardest by COVID-19. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The state of Illinois reported more than 6,200 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 116 additional deaths from the disease. The seven-day rolling positivity rate fell slightly to 7.4%. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he believes the issue of direct pandemic relief aid for states, cities, and small units of government will come back. It was not in the $900 billion package Congress just approved. Durbin says the Biden camp has a different position than the Trump administration on that issue.
The difficulty, if we don't, is that these units of government will have to lay off firefighters, policemen, healthcare workers, teachers. That's exactly the wrong thing at this moment in history.
Republicans have argued direct state aid is a bailout for blue states with pension problems. Durbin says the aid would be limited to damages caused by the pandemic, and the potential formula for awarding relief would not reward mismanagement. Durbin made his comments during an online news conference. A key Illinois lawmaker says a planned state crackdown on understaffed nursing homes is on hold again. Chip Mitchell reports.
In 2010, state legislators passed a law requiring hours of direct care a day for residents who need skilled nursing. Last year, they finally enacted fines against failing nursing facilities. The fines were supposed to be imposed by next week. But now State Senator Bill Cunningham says the enforcement won't start until summer.
That will allow the nursing homes to staff up as we hopefully move out of the pandemic.
COVID-19 is now killing more Illinois nursing home residents than ever. WBEZ last month found infection and death rates higher at facilities with lower staffing coverage.
Chip Mitchell reporting. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District says anyone who attended the Restoration Church on South Philo Road in Urbana between December 12th and yesterday could have been exposed to COVID-19. Health officials urge anyone who attended the church during that period to get tested immediately, self-quarantine, then get tested again this weekend. Still to come, a Central Illinois hospital system recently launched a new mental health crisis clinic. We'll learn more from Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in Central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Some emergency rooms report seeing a surge of patients in mental health crisis during the pandemic. Among them is Memorial Health, which operates five hospitals across central Illinois. To meet the need, the health system's behavioral health affiliate launched a mental health crisis clinic last month. Memorial Behavioral Health President Diana Nabe spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman about how they hope to help people in crisis while keeping them out of the ER.
As we looked at the data over the last couple of years, about two-thirds of the persons that present at the emergency rooms for behavioral health reasons ended up not being admitted to an inpatient unit anywhere. And lots of times we're checking all over the state trying to find places for folks, especially children, because there aren't as many children inpatient behavioral health anymore in the state. And so we wanted to be able to offer an alternative to individuals who often are deflected. So I likened it to kind of being that acute care or express care kind of response for physical health issues. So for people who, you know, are feeling like they're in crisis, but they may not be at the point where they would meet criteria for inpatient admission, don't appear to also have any kind of medical issues.
So you want to reduce the patient's risk of exposure to the virus and also not occupy space in the ER that could be used for other people.
Yeah, you got it. I know, Christine, the other thing that was coming out, and it's probably been within the last month, I think, that we were all a little surprised by, but in some ways not, those individuals that have been inpatient and COVID positive are being found to actually have more episodes of anxiety and depression within the first 90 days of discharge. And again, if you kind of think about it from the standpoint of kind of trauma, and many of these folks are there in the hospital by themselves, may not know, and many have, you know, I think continuing medical issues as a result of COVID. And then again, I think some of the isolation and stigma related to COVID. And if they've had any sort of intubation or anything along that line, I think that in and of itself can be fairly traumatic. And so, you know, am I going to get it again? What, you know, all of those kinds of things. So it does make sense from that standpoint that there are certainly people at more risk. So we've been trying to get the word out to our fellow, you know, healthcare providers to be on the lookout for people who have been COVID positive and have, especially those that have been inpatient, that they may need a behavioral health referral.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts too on just, you know, I've been learning, obviously there's a growing need for mental health services during this time. It's also a time when a lot of state and local revenues are down because of the economic fallout of the pandemic. And I just wonder if it concerns you that, you know, resources are going to be strained at a time when the need has never been greater.
Yeah, I think that certainly is a concern. Obviously, Illinois, you know, had all kinds of financial issues to begin with. It sounds like, you know, we're on the brink potentially of more, especially related to human services. So I think that is a real concern, a real valid concern for folks. And so, you know, I think for us not being, you know, being affiliated with a health system is helpful, because, you know, they've got diversification as far as funding bases and those kinds of things. So that gives us a little bit more protection than a standalone community mental health center who gets a lot of their funds from Medicaid, Medicare, and from, you know, grants. And so, you know, again, we're looking at how we can make sure that we're partnering with our healthcare providers and offering alternatives so that we're not burdening the hospital and the emergency rooms even more.
That's Diana Nabe, president of Memorial Behavioral Health. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. If you or someone you know may be considering suicide, contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. Finally, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says, before a big cold snap coming our way tonight, we'll see cloudy and breezy conditions today with a chance of rain and a high of 54 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Charlie Schlenker, Chip Mitchell, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on January 4th. Happy holidays.